Welcome to another edition of the Farm Forward podcast on WITYradio.com. In this episode, we head south, going to Kansas High School, a little school on the edge of Edgar County, and a few students even trickling in from Coles County. Talk with that chapter's trio of officers, Layla Shute, Laney Ehlers, and Raylan Tate, about the challenges they have of being in a very, very small school, a K-12 school, as a matter of fact, and the support that they get from their community. We'll also talk about their National FFA Week activities and their upcoming auction. It's all in the Farm Forward podcast with Kansas High School FFA. That comes your way next after a word from our sponsor, Sista Park Co-op. With three convenient locations and a wide service area throughout East Central Illinois, make Sista Park Co-op your go-to for quality animal feed. Whether it is poultry, livestock, equine, or farm pets, Sista Park Co-op specializes in custom mixed rations for most species, commercial bag feeds, and bulk delivery feeds. If it is not in stock, Sista Park Co-op can get it ordered and have it in just a few short business days. Call Sista Park Co-op today at 815-457-2181. Find them on the web at SistaParkCoop.com or stop by the office at 317 West Garfield Street in Sista Park to start a custom feed plan for your operation today. Welcome to the Farm Forward podcast. Chad Baker today at Kansas High School, all the way down in the western part of Edgar County, talking with their FFA chapter officers, kind of an officer team here, Laney Ehlers, Layla Shute, Raylan Tate. I'd say western Edgar. I suppose you probably have a few folks that migrate in from like the Coles County and Douglas County area too, right?
Yeah, we sure do. Two of us actually work in Coles County, so.
Okay, so it's kind of tucked away here in the Tri-County area, and ironically, they are part of the Tri-County Co-op for sports, but autonomous in their FFA chapter here. Thanks for joining us today to talk a little bit about this. We'll start with Layla here. Layla, talk about what your background is and how you've kind of got to this point in FFA.
So I grew up in town. I didn't grow up on like a farm or anything, so it was a little bit different for me. But I definitely found my passion for FFA in eighth grade when I was in my intro class. It was a lot of like public speaking and stuff that I was super nervous about at first, but that kind of became like my thing. I really enjoyed doing like Parley Pro, which is like a debate team, and then the public speaking contest for job interview. I really liked just like putting myself out there and doing that aspect of things. And then as it went forward, I decided I wanted to be an officer and kind of be that leader for the other FFA members. But yeah, so senior year, here I am, still going.
Very good. And how many folks do you have in your chapter currently?
I would like to say we're leaning closer to like 60, I think, actually, is what I see. But the involvement's definitely not 100%, but we're definitely trying to get it up there.
You're always going to have folks that are either heavily involved in some that are just there just because it's something to do and can periodically show up. And that is from your junior high and high school, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And everybody's here on this campus. It's a K-12 school here, correct?
Yep, for sure. And fortunately, like through different things, like we're able to do away with paying the dues. So if you're enrolled in an ag class, then you're automatically in FFA, whether you show up to one thing or you show up to every single thing. So
very nice. Let's talk with Laney Ehlers. Talk about your background in agriculture.
So I did grow up on a farm, and I would say that's where my original interest in FFA stemmed from. But my two older siblings actually were also an FFA and were both section presidents. So it definitely grew my interest, and it was just kind of a given for me, and I knew I was going to be an FFA. I first joined in eighth grade, and also, like Layla said, I knew my interest came from the intro to ag class that I joined, and it really all just connected from there. I've known I wanted to go into agriculture for a while now, and my interest just kept getting deeper and deeper throughout high school and junior high. Yeah, learning that agriculture was what I wanted to go into, and I saw a real passion for it, and I knew that I wanted to be on the officer team so that way I could be involved and help see how things were run and really prepare myself for my future.
Now, it just occurred to me that I think we've talked with you in the past because you're also involved with 4-H and show at a lot of the fairs. Give us a little bit of background on that.
So I actually was a late joiner of 4-H, but like I said, I've always had an interest in agriculture, and it's something I wanted to do for a while. But time-wise, I had a commitment in a lot of other things, so I just didn't think I could make the time for it. But then luckily I was able to, I would say, I think it was 2 or 3 years ago, and I got to show cattle and really deepen my interest there, which I've always had an interest in. But now I know that that is something that I want my future to get to be involved in. And I also have shown sheep, which is less of where my interest is, but it is a lot of fun, and it's really really nice to get to see the way that ag kids in the community get to really join together during that fair week. So.
Absolutely. Raylan, I think we're kind of in a similar situation. I think that we've either had you on before or you've talked with one of our representatives in the past and also heavily involved in agriculture.
Yeah, so I grew up also on a farm, over a 2,000-acre farm over a couple states, and I had an older sister, and then my parents knew the advisors very well, so I had that given. And as I fell in love with it, I became the Section 18 president, currently serving, and just grew that love for FFA and through my intro class as well and all those competitions and things like that. So.
Very good. And you're gearing towards a career in agriculture. What's that look like for you right now?
Yeah, so I show pigs on the side. My full potential's there right now, so I'm hoping to start my breeding as soon as I get out of high school and go to Lakeland, so figure that part out.
Go Lakers.
Yes, absolutely.
Very good. We're just going to talk and find out about what the Kansas FFA chapter's been up to and where you're going with it here. What's the year been like? Because this is a little bit different school setting. And we talk about that on our Farm Forward podcast with every school's kind of got their own thing going on just based on how the school is configured. With this being kind of a smaller school in an area that's already small to begin with, a countryside school, it's maybe a little bit more difficult to get some of those fundraising opportunities. You do have to rely on a lot of parents, farms in the area to really support you. But I think that probably gives you a little bit more of a community feel to what you're doing here. And there's kind of a little bit more of a connection, whereas some of the bigger schools probably tie in a little bit more with established businesses. There's a little bit of a personal disconnect. Am I correct in assuming that?
Yeah, for sure. We have a lot of small businesses here in town as well as even counties or towns over. But without their support, there'd be no way we'd be able to do the things we do. We have a lot of support, whether it be through donations or even volunteering. There's always someone who's willing to help us do what it is we need to do, especially coming from such a small school and having not as many people as we'd like. And the involvement, it's just without the community support, it would definitely look a lot different for us.
Very good. Competitions, CDEs, what are all of you involved in here?
We do just about everything that's on the section level offered that everyone else would do. We actually host the Parley Pro and Conduct Contest here at our school. I think that's one of the ones that we've taken pride in. Our advisors have collected the judges for that. So we host that one here at our school before it moves to the district level. But we try to go to just about everything.
Very good. What are you folks involved in here?
I would say the one that we've done the most in the past is definitely record books, and I would say that's where we definitely take the most pride in, because that's something that you don't see a lot of kids doing anymore, and we've each done very well in our record books. I would say another one that we often did was public speaking. Layla was really, really great with job interviews. We also did creed speaking when we were younger, and we've all been in sports or had other commitments, so with having such a small school, it's hard to mix your time, but I would say when it comes to, because we do have a little bit of a lack of involvement, but I would say we definitely try to get involved in everything that we can. It's just sometimes difficult with having so many other things going on at the same time.
Now we're curious, so what was your record books surrounding here? Can you give us a peek inside?
Mine was equine science. I worked at a horse barn, and so I pretty much documented all of that, everything that I did, and just all the steps that it took, and I ended up getting to move on, so that was pretty great.
Very good. Congratulations. How about you, Raylan?
So I have a swine book. I cover my show figs. And then I also have a turf grass management one that I take my mowing from different jobs on the farm. And then I also mow cemetery. So.
Layla, did you get a record book?
Yeah, I did. So it would have been my freshman year. I started this service learning project was my area. Like I said, I didn't grow up on a farm or anything, so I didn't really have that exposure to that aspect of things. But after some time working with my advisors, we discovered that service learning was the route I should go. And so with their help, I put up a food pantry like blessing box here in town. And so, yeah, that was in August of my freshman year. So that's been up for like over 4 years now. And the community's definitely taken a lead on that as well. I've been able to kind of back off and just, they add, they take, we maintain it. There for a while, it felt like it was just me doing it, but you know, I guess it's been 4 years now, so that's crazy, but it's still up and running.
Very nice, very nice. Let's talk about some of the challenges. We talked about this being a smaller school. We talked about the cooperative agreement for sports, so which both Oakland and Shiloh schools co-oping with that, but with FFA chapters, you meet some of these students from these other schools, you probably converse and try to find out what they're doing, maybe see things that you can integrate here. And they're obviously in a similar situation where they're very rural schools, may have a few smaller communities that tie in with those. But certainly there's some challenges that come with that. What are some of the challenges that are specific to you that maybe they don't necessarily see that you have to overcome, whether that be in competition, whether that be in fundraising, whether that be in trying to get folks involved with numbers here at your chapter?
I would say numbers is definitely a big issue. Like we mentioned earlier, we've just got kids that are involved in everything, so it's hard to find and split the difference. And they also don't always realize what FFA really is and how fun it can be. They just think, oh, it's a bunch of contests that maybe I won't do well in. But the more we've been pushing to get involvement, definitely the more we've seen and kids have learned, like, oh, hey, this is really fun and this can help me and it doesn't have to be for just the farm kids and the country kids. Yeah. Fundraising-wise, I would say it can be kind of tricky because we do have a bunch of small schools around us, so sometimes fundraising might be around the same time, so then we can't maybe reach out to other towns like we would like to. But like Layla mentioned earlier, we are definitely very blessed with the community that we have and would not be where we are without it, and so they are definitely the sole reason that we are surviving and doing so well.
Well, and it's important to realize that the school doesn't have a ton of folks in it. I mean, you're K through 12, but I mean, how many people is in the school?
We have 176, I think, something like that.
For 12 grades.
Yeah.
So you're averaging about, what, 15, 16, 17 kids per class?
Our senior class has 9 kids, so not very many.
Wow. So to have up to 60 that are actually a member, but then 35 that's heavily involved, you're talking, as far as the folks that are eligible, you're talking a good bulk of the folks that are eligible students that are involved with FFA here.
Yes, yeah. We have less than 100 kids in high school. And so, yeah, really looking at those numbers, realizing like, hey, that is a pretty good amount for what we have here. Yeah, so we're just trying to keep those numbers involved and do what we can to get them excited about FFA as much as we are.
Absolutely. Raylan, as someone that is seemingly heavily immersed in agriculture and kind of knows the area quite a bit, give us a glimpse of agriculture as an industry, just this specific to this area here. What's that look like right now as far as the future, you know, people that are going to be involved in agriculture? It's an expanding industry. There's always going to be traditional farmers, at least we hope. That's the idea. But with technology evolving, with AI, with drone operation, with folks wanting to get in ag business, ag communications, there are seemingly more and more positions and jobs available out there. And folks that are immersed in agriculture are doing more. Some of them are doing 2, 3, 4 positions at once. What does that look like here for this area as far as folks that are going to be heading into agriculture?
Yeah, I would say the lack that we have right now is the interest. There's a lot of farm ground going up for sale because the kids either can't afford it or they don't want it. And so that is a need, but people aren't wanting. They don't see the future of it. They don't see the aspects of it that, like, I guess I've grown up seeing. They don't see the benefits that can come up from it and for it. So it's just a struggle with that and having people interested in it and wanting to take over and have that interest. So.
Absolutely. And I think that's something that's probably shared for a lot of folks. But to hear that and to reinforce that message, I think that maybe gets some folks thinking, okay, well, maybe there is some job opportunities there. We've got to save the farms. We want farms to stay local. We want farms to stay within families if possible. And that way those jobs can continue to be there. Our food can be locally grown then too, which is nice. Tying up here, and we touched on fundraising efforts just for a little bit. Do you guys have an auction coming up, or do you have some spring sales, whether it's fruit or plants or anything of that nature you guys want to talk about?
So we just recently did our strawberry sales, which we do that annually. And I'm not sure like how long we've done it for, but I know it's been around for a while that we've done it. So we did that, but like fundraising, we definitely take a lot of pride in our fall fundraiser. We do fall displays. So we offer 3 different options of decorations, I guess you could say, that we sell to the community. And we put these together on our own. Like, they come with multiple different aspects. We arrange them. We go set them up. It's a very, like, long process, and there's a lot that goes into it. But that's definitely been where most of our funds come from. I know recently we partnered up. We do a program of activities, or POA. And so Lainey and I were partners, and we decided we wanted to do a blanket drive. So that was something new that we had done this year, and we found success in that and would like to see the numbers go up higher next year. But I think we were able to donate just under like 40 blankets, which for a start is a really, and most of them are brand new, and we're able, the ones that weren't necessarily like able to
to donate to people, we took to an animal shelter, so we definitely made use of what we could. Yeah. But we take pride in our fundraisers for sure. Again, with the small community, it's hard to find success in those, but with all of their support, we've continued to be able to succeed throughout them. So.
Well, and that's some great thought process too, you know, blankets. I think people are like, yeah, they want the new ones, but to turn that around and use the used ones for animal shelter. I mean, most people, I don't think that many steps ahead with that. So that's a great thought process. For what you guys are doing this summer here, we talked a little bit with Lainey about being involved with 4-H. There's not as many opportunities with FFA during summer, but moving ahead and taking a look at what you have with the state convention and then, of course, national convention coming back up again here in the fall, involvement and what that looks like. What do you have lined up for that?
So it's not really in the summertime, but me and another officer are bringing back Ag Safety Day here at school. Okay. So we'll have a guest speaker and then some safety tips over that. So we're excited to bring that back, and then that will help towards our POA, so hopefully we can compete at state convention for that.
Sounds good. Anything else?
I think, like you touched on it, during the summer, we don't do a whole lot, but we attend state convention. We do this, it's called Pin Day, so for Georgetown Fair, this is like a section thing. We all go together and we set up all the pins for the animals, so that's something we do over the summer. We also back to the fall display fundraiser, so within those they come with straw bales. So over the summer, Raylan's family has been a big donor the past several years, but so we'll go and a group of us will put together those straw bales, help volunteer, and then those get donated to go toward that fundraiser to help, you know, with the profit, so we're not spending as much, so we can make some to help go toward jackets and other things like that.
Very nice, very nice. Well, it sounds like the chapter is thriving, and it's good to be able to shine a light on this, what you guys are doing here in Edgar and some parts of Coles and Douglas County here with the Kansas FFA chapter. For folks that want to get involved and maybe learn a little bit more about your chapter, maybe if there's some potential donors out there that want to either provide money or funds or supplies to help you guys out and to get involved a little bit more, how do folks find that out and what's the best way of doing that? You guys have like social media presence, or is there a phone number or website they can reach out to?
Yeah, so we do have a Facebook page. We actually have a TikTok page too.
Oh, nice.
So you can find us, Kansas FFA, and you can always go through our school page too on Facebook, and you'll find like a couple of our posts have been shared on there. So that's easy to do it as well. You can always reach out to our advisors or any of our officers, which those get posted every year. So you'll be able to see who it is, because obviously that changes. But definitely, like right now, I think when it comes to looking for potential donors, I think the biggest thing that we need, we would love to have some more people who would want to come back and be part of the alumni. Our alumni, I wouldn't say is lacking, but it definitely doesn't have as many people as most do. Yeah. So they do what they can, but it's just hard to do. And not too many people want to come back and put in that little bit of effort to stay connected. I don't think that they fully understand what it is. So maybe if we were able to like sit down and have a conversation and educate, that it really isn't a whole lot that they would have to put into it. But yeah, alumni is definitely something and a good way for you to contribute without necessarily giving us money. So that would be helpful. And just when it comes to like the members themselves, I think that some kids seem to think that they have to either do all or nothing.
Right.
So just making sure that they understand they don't have to do everything. They can still just pick and choose.
Well, and I can tell that we've got three strong future alumni right here that's going to help solidify that in the future, but you obviously got to get there, and it'd be nice to have some folks to work with there. Leading back to TikTok, it's funny because at the National Convention, I did pick up that there was a lot of folks that were kind of jumping on. Any crazy dances that the Kansas FFA does, or is there something else that is kind of like your trademark for folks that before they go on there that leads them to the TikTok, maybe that hooks them in here?
I would say some of our biggest things that reel people in is, like you said, we did record some TikToks at National Convention showing what we did, what our favorite parts were. And like you said, for the dances at National Convention, at least, they have like this big group of kids down at the bottom dancing together just from all sorts of different chapters, literally all across the United States. But yeah, I would say that's one way that we really get to hook people in and show them that this is a lot of fun. And that way the community gets to see what their support really does for us, because their donation and support helps pay for National Convention. That way kids can have the opportunities that maybe they wouldn't be able to have otherwise. So
very good. Well, it's been fun coming down here to the Kansas School, Kansas FFA chapter. Raylan Tate, Layla Shute, Lainey Ehlers, all with the Kansas FFA chapter. Thanks for having us be a part of this today for Farm Forward. All the best to you the rest of the year, and I'm sure we'll see you out there this summer with some of the fairs.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks.
I'm Chad Baker. This has been another edition of Farm Forward. Stay tuned for more episodes coming up here on WITYRadio.com.